Pope St. Paul VI said that the church exists to evangelize. A contemporary author put it this way. He said it's not so much that the church has a mission, but that the mission of Jesus has a church. What is the mission of Jesus? He gave it before he ascended into heaven. He said, "Go out to all the nations and make them disciples." The mission of Jesus is to make disciples. And so the church has a constant outward motion, like the missionaries we heard about in the first reading today, going out to all the Gentile lands to bring them to the Lord. The mission of making disciples hasn't changed over 2,000 years of history. What has changed are the methods that are used, the circumstances in which the proclamation is made, and how each age responds to this command to make disciples. And so we have to ask ourselves, how do we do this in the 21st century, in our circumstances and in our time? And the one of the ways that we make disciples is through the parish. The parish is the instantiation of the church in a particular place. And so just as the church exists to evangelize, to be outward moving, so then it makes sense that the parish should do the same. At its best, each parish should be a place that reaches out to those who are lost, who welcomes them in, and then challenges everyone to grow in their discipleship. This understanding of what the parish should be is critical in the 21st century to making our parish and our church what they should be. Not temples for those who are already saints, but rather hospitals for sinners who want to become saints. In the 21st century, our consumer mentality has slowly crept its way into parish life. When we look for a parish, what do? We say, "Oh, well, I like the priest. I like the music. Maybe I like the building." And in that consumer mentality, what happens? We grumble when the priest is transferred. We stubbornly refuse to sing a new hymn. We protect the physical appearance of the building lest anything ever change. In the extreme circumstance, the parish then can resemble a country club, a place for people who belong to the clique, and in its most extreme, seek to keep people out. Now, I hope you are not thinking, "Well, here comes the new guy telling us what's wrong with our parish." That's not my point. Please don't send me emails about that. This, because it is our popular mentality today, has crept its way into every parish. So in contrast, what does a parish focused on making disciples look like? There are three characteristics. The first is that a parish focused on making disciples is a place, first of all, of belonging. It's a place of respite for those who are looking for more, those who are damaged by what the world is trying to offer. It's a place that actively seeks and welcomes those who are lost and creates a sense of community where everyone feels like they belong and are valued. The second characteristic of a parish that is making disciples is that it is a place of believing. A place of believing in Jesus as the way and the truth and the life and everything that comes with that. all of its challenges and all of its comforts. A place of believing, a parish of believing, is one where Jesus is the center of parish life, and he is at the center of all of the individual believers' lives. And the third characteristic of a parish that is making disciples is that it is a place of becoming, a place where everyone is challenged to conversion and deeper discipleship. Belonging, believing, and becoming. Each of these three aspects would lend themselves to a lengthy consideration, but today and in the next few weeks, I'd like to focus on belonging, specifically as we prepare to launch another season of Alpha. Alpha is one of the ways that we try to make this parish be a place of belonging. Perhaps you've heard us talk about Alpha and you're not really sure what it is. Well, Alpha is an 11-week introduction to who Jesus is and why he matters. Every session begins with a free dinner, followed by a video on some aspect of Christianity, and it concludes with small group conversation and fellowship. Alpha is designed to introduce the concept of faith in a non-threatening environment of belonging. Everyone's opinion is listened to and valued. We simply try to love each person in our group, no matter how far-fetched or off the mark they may be. Each small group journeys together for 11 weeks, supporting each other in their joys and in their challenges. So you may be wondering, if you come to Mass on a regular basis, why would I be interested in going to Alpha? Well, in the Gospel today, we heard about the people standing outside the Master's house, banging on the door to be let in. And the Master says, "I do not know you." And they say, "Well, we've seen you in our streets, we've heard you speak." But he says, "I don't know you." Well, the same can be true of our relationship with Jesus. We may come to Mass on a regular basis, but we may not even know the Lord, who he is, why he matters. And Alpha is an opportunity to encounter the living Lord Jesus, even for those who attend Mass on a regular basis. It's also the perfect entry point for that friend or family member that we all know who is living on the periphery of faith. Maybe someone who claims to have no faith, or maybe someone we know who is really struggling with life. Being in a loving and accepting group of people for 11 weeks can have a profound impact and build a bridge of belonging for them to walk over and to encounter Jesus. So today, I would like to encourage you to consider attending Alpha. It begins on Monday, September 9th, and will continue, as I said, for 11 weeks. I would encourage you to consider experiencing this type of belonging and this invitation to encounter Jesus in a new way. And above all, I would like to challenge you to think of perhaps one person in your life that you know who could really use faith or needs to encounter Jesus, and begin praying for them, praying that the Lord will open their hearts, pray that you will have the courage to make the invitation. Make the invitation for them to come with you to Alpha. The Lord Jesus is asked in today's gospel, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" God desires the salvation of all people from the east and the west and the north and the south to be welcomed into the kingdom, as we heard in the gospel today. He desires our salvation and the salvation of all mankind. May we build a culture of belonging here at St. Mark Parish that will help us to fulfill our mission to make disciples. May the Lord move each of our hearts to encounter him and to be the instrument that invites others to encounter the living Lord Jesus.